Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I'm John Batchel with my colleague Benaben Taleb, a senior fellow for the Foundation of Defense of Democracies, who's anticipating the counterstrike by Israel. Right now we know the nuclear weapons suspects will not be targeted. The oil fields and the depots will not be targeted. We don't know what the targets are, but the regime is anticipating all of this by speaking to its public, the American public, the geopolitical powers in Europe as a victim. But number three, they feign strength after being fearful. This is too much psychology for me. How does this work, Benham?
Well, it is feigning strength, exactly. I think that's the right word, John. Feigning strength when they know weakness is the real MO here. And again, they're trying to cover up in the minds of the domestic population those vectors, those social behaviors, that feigned strength in the past, that revealed weakness in the past. And in so doing, they're trying to feign strength. One key example I fleshed out in the piece is essentially during Friday prayers in Iran, which Khamenei recently led. And just so you know, he rarely leads these, but when he does, it's kind of akin to a State of the Union. He has an address to the nation, if you will. A lot of the official commentary mentioned how the Supreme Leader lingered, that he actually doubled his prayers, that he mingled with people in the first few rows who attended the Friday prayer sermon in Tehran. Just in a bid to make him look confident that there would be no massive Israeli strike coming their way. And that's because months ago, when the Israelis killed Ismail Haniyeh in a targeted operation in Tehran, the sheer shock factor and the surprise took Khamenei, caught him really off guard. And in the prayer service over the deceased Hamas chief Ismail Haniyeh, Khamenei seen looking up, kind of wondering and worrying, and this became a gigantic issue in the domestic dissident space, Persian language social media space, and even the diaspora about the fear that Khamenei projected because of the significant reach of Israel's intelligence apparatus in Iran. So now they're using another very public opportunity where the Supreme Leader is trotted out again to try to course correct in the minds of the population. And in so doing, they're stressing how public Khamenei's appearance was and how, quote unquote, confident that made him seem and how calm the situation was. These are classic third world authoritarian tricks. And just for you to know how poorly they're performing domestically, even though unfortunately there are many in the West who tend to fall for this, is the joke, which I did not publish, which made its way inside Iran and now outside, which is, how come the Israelis did not strike Khamenei's Friday prayer sermon? Yeah. John, do you know?
No.
It's because the first three rows of Iranian officials were actually all Mossad agents, so they didn't want to kill Mossad agents.
That is a very cynical public. That's not a lot of confidence in the regime.
Not at all.
I thought by him appearing in public, he was being daring. Knowing what happened in Nasrallah, was that part of the concern, to show him physically?
Exactly, to show him physically, which gets to a recent story about, you know, about 1.5 weeks to 2 weeks of rumors about the Quds Force chief. That's the chief of the extraterritorial arm of the regime's terrorist apparatus.
Khani was not seen
for several Khani.
Yes.
And it led to all sorts of allegations that he was a Mossad agent, that he was being tortured, that he had a heart attack under torture or under investigation. That he was stuck in a battlefield somewhere and couldn't get back to Iran, that the Iranians had lost control of, communication with him, that there was no command and control between him and the Hezbollah agents he was supposed to be managing in the field, all sorts of conspiracy theories and rumors. And so they finally had to show him, and they showed him at a funeral recently in Iran. But yes, that physicality to put an end to a whole series of rumors and a bit to stem jokes actually create, as we know, a whole new cycle of jokes because the population is resilient. But it doesn't mean that the regime's propaganda apparatus and terrorist apparatus is any less resilient.
Now, this is information to me. 2 minutes to go, Ed Benham. They boasted about their S-400 and their Su-35s. So the regime is saying, don't worry, Russia's got our back. Is that what they're doing?
It's trying to. Only one outlet has been making this allegation so far. So even their propagandistic press didn't feel like this would land well enough to either deter those who would be engaging in a strike from abroad or placate or dampen the concerns of those who are worried about a wider attack on the home front. But nonetheless, they're trying to say that if you think you have an easy shot against our facilities, be they political, military, nuclear, economic, or what have you, think again, because the suppression of enemy air defense operation or destruction of enemy air defense operation, these are technical terms, seed and deed, would be complicated by advanced Russian weapons. Obviously, no such thing has been reported or confirmed. But nonetheless, that hasn't been able to stop those in Iran who would try to bloviate or simply lie about this to try to get deterrence on the cheap.
Last quick question, 30 seconds. Does the regime continue believe that this will go on, that the Israeli counterstrike is not the end of it, so they're looking for this to be repeated endlessly?
I do think the regime sees for itself a way out, whether that's more nuclear saber rattling or more entreaties to America to put the handcuffs on Israel. But I would say both Israel and Iran in the short term, meaning from now to the election, and more importantly, from the lame duck period, the election to the inauguration of the next president in January 2025, are going to be looking for opportunities to still get the best of each other. Right. For the Iranians to devalue the Israeli theory of military success, and for the Israelis to prove the theory of military success. And everyone wants to know, where will Uncle Sam come down?
Benjamin Taleb, Senior Fellow, Foundation for Defense of Democracies, writing at the Long Word Journal, preparing everyone for what happens next.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slipcovers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Hey y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.